This is the Only Human podcast from Community Radio 4ZZZ out of Brisbane, Australia.
You're listening to Belle on Only Human on 4ZZZ and Z Digital. Today I'm here with my guest, Mary Albury. Mary is an adult fan of Lego, and we're going to discuss her creations and an upcoming exhibition. Thank you so much for joining me, Mary.
No worries at all.
So, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your art?
Okay, well, as you said, I'm a huge adult fan of Lego. If there was another word to describe it, which there's not, but I wish there was because I don't think it's adequate. I'm rather obsessed with it. But a bit about me, so I'm a Lego-obsessed artist with cerebral palsy, and I live with cerebral palsy, so I make my art with basically three fingers on my right hand, so I manipulate the brick with that. And what I do is I have a stock image, I guess you could call it, or a design that I start with, and I make the design out of Lego on a flat board, so it looks a bit more like 2D and sometimes 3D. And I always add a little bit of my own flair to the designs as well.
What was the very first creation that you made?
It's funny you should ask me that. I made a, now I use a 48 by 48 base plate, so quite big. But the very first design I made was on a 32 by 32 base plate, and it was a Christmas tree. And I put it in my window on Christmas 2020 so that people would have something nice to look at as they walk past my house. And I, for about 6 months, I changed the theme of what went in my window depending on the time of year, and people loved it. So while I don't put them in my window anymore, people can see them whenever they like on my website.
Yeah, I saw that you, particularly during lockdown, you know, over the 2021 and two, mm-hmm. that you had some tributes to health workers, and that's so lovely.
Yeah, I love doing those ones. I made an emblem for the Queensland Ambulance, an emblem for the Queensland Police. I literally made what their badges look like out of Lego, so they were pretty stoked with those. And nurses and doctors, I just really wanted to pay tribute to those on the front line because they were the ones keeping us safe.
And was that something that, you know, COVID, or particularly during the lockdown periods, you know, people were very isolated, and you know, life, you know, was kind of, everybody's lives were turned a bit upside down. Was your Lego art, you know, something that gave you, you know, something to distract you, and you know, was that helpful for you?
It was definitely a distraction, but I also saw it as a way of giving the community something, giving them something nice to look at, giving them something different to think of the arts, or something that just made them smile when they looked at it, because I felt that we needed to smile more, that we didn't have a lot to smile about, and that maybe the freedom of just being creative would allow people to just smile a bit more and realize that the situation that we found ourselves in wasn't going to be forever.
And I was wondering, before we come to your upcoming art exhibition in about 2 weeks, have you exhibited your art before?
Yes, I did last year at a very similar time last year, and it was very successful. And I guess it was that success that is the impetus for this next showing, because I was able to see that if people did actually love my art and love my creations and love what I do. It is, and I guess I was able to learn that it is truly unique the way that I use Lego and that people enjoyed that. So that's what made me want to do it all again, basically.
And I understand that you have ultimately a goal to travel overseas to Denmark. Is it a factory or a museum? Or I actually
I
is Lego, has it's I understand it's, not a new thing. It's, been
No,
an art form for a while.
it's been around for a very long time, and Billund is a little town in Denmark, and that is what is known as the birthplace of Lego. So it has, when you fly over Billund, I'm told, you see six interconnecting 2x4 bricks in the sky, because they've made this place called the Lego House. And they've literally made it out of Lego, and it stores all these Lego treasures, and you can build and all sorts of things and go on a factory tour and all of that I would love to do. And also go to like Legoland, and within Legoland you can stay in themed hotels that are like princess themed and dragon themed, and it's all based around Lego, and I just want a chance to experience absolutely all of that, all of it, and anything as much as I can.